ads. Now, these are from competing new online political ads in the presidential campaign.
I was not a huge supporter of the federal plan that was signed in 1996.
Romney, flexible on welfare and the truth.
A new Quinnipiac, CBS News, New York Times poll.
This poll confirms, I think, what everyone suspected, and that is this will be an exceptionally close election, that these three swing states are all in play and could go to either candidate.
Greg Valier at Potomac Research. Romney leads in Colorado. President Obama has a margin of error lead in Virginia and leads in Wisconsin. Overall, the poll shows more people think Mr. Obama cares about them, but more people also think Romney would do a better job on the economy, and most say the president's economic policies will never improve the economy. Some seniors are doing okay in a new survey from United Healthcare and USA Today. Brookings Institution demographer William Fry.
They were able to live in homes that they paid for. They have either pension plans or 401k plans that didn't take as big a hit as the younger people did.
Rick Mitchell retired last year. He's still grinning.
I wake up in the morning and the first thing I say to myself is, I don't have the 8 hours I have to put in.
The survey found a majority of people older than 60 are confident about the future, but about a third don't think they can afford long-term health care, and 72% of low-income seniors say they have long-term health problems. The FBI says it turns out the responding police did not kill the man who invaded a Sikh temple and killed six worshipers in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Wade Page shot himself after being wounded by one officer. Police Chief John Edwards.
I'm very confident that our citizens in our city are safe, and that's what I'm going to focus on right now.
The FBI says all evidence points to a one lone wolf attacker, with no indication of any larger conspiracy, though that probe is continuing with scores of people subpoenaed to an investigating grand jury. NASA is loving it. The pictures being sent to Earth from Mars by Curiosity.
With those mountains in the background there, these deeply dissected pyramidal mountain ranges, and it just looks a lot like what you see out in the Mojave Desert. It's really cool.
Project scientist John Grotzinger says the photos will be stitched into a panorama so we can see what the rover sees. On Wall Street, the Dow's down about 3.5 points. NASDAQ's off about 6 2/3. Oil prices, $93.37 a barrel. Country music star Randy Travis is out on bail after being arrested for DUI and public intoxication in Texas.
Partners in wine.
Police say his crashed Trans Am was on the roadside near Tioga, and Randy was naked. Wanted to fight when the police got there. He refused the breathalyzer, so state police took a blood test. He lives nearby. This is CBS News.
Brothers and now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Jailed for insulting the church and President Putin in Russia and making no acts of contrition over it.
Three feminist punk rockers on trial for blasphemy in Moscow for singing an anti-Putin protest song in a cathedral have been defiant in their closing statements. They say they are more free than the prosecutors, denouncing what they label President Putin's totalitarian system, a system afraid of the truth. They describe their protest as opposition art. The judge says he'll give the verdict in 2 weeks. If convicted, the women could be given a 7-year prison sentence. Larry Miller, CBS News.
Bit of hubbub at the funeral in Memphis, Tennessee. Estine Boyce called the police saying Jerika, her niece, showed up wearing her jewelry. Jewelry stolen from Estine's home a month ago. Police also found earrings at a pawn shop with the niece's fingerprints, so she's out of jail on bail now. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance or savings or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell, Senior Master Technician for Ford. Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change.
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
The works includes a tire rotation and much more. $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate. Plus earn more with Owner Advantage Rewards.
What doesn't it include?
That list is probably very short.
Glove compartment, you check that.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer for membership terms, conditions, and rebate details through 8/31/12.
It is Wednesday. We have things to talk about. We have a guest coming in here today to talk to us about some events that are going on 9/11.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
Hey. Hi. It's Wednesday. It's really nice in San Luis Obispo, and I'm sorry if you live in the North County. I'm sorry. I know the temperatures. I know the sunblock doesn't work either. Anyway, it's pleasant along the coast, so in case you have a mind to find some place to cool off, it'd be a great place to go to lunch. You can go to Morro Bay, only 15 minutes from San Luis Obispo. You realize it? Yeah, it's fast. All right. Right there in the news was this story. Randy Travis was arrested. He was drunk and crazy at a bar, you know, but that's not what happened. He was actually on the side of the road in his car. That cops approached him. He wouldn't take a breathalyzer, but they took a blood test. He was found to be bombed. And the other thing he was nude. So this makes an official, nominee for a great country song. The only trouble is, try to rhyme the word naked with anything.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Most smokehouse barbecues would knock them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of size from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, Dad, what's new at the store these days?
Well, Kelly, there's always something new at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath.
Hey, in case you haven't been paying attention, Pops, I know that Mom is looking to spruce up the master bathroom. So what you thinking?
I'm thinking what's good for Mom is good for Dad. A good place to start is with a new vanity cabinet. And we've just received a fantastic new selection.
That sounds cool.
We've got just about any design or finish you could ask for. So there are tons of choices. And they're all pre-assembled, so they're easy to install.
Uh-oh, I see trouble brewing. But I know you can get her done, Pops.
Gee, thanks, Kel.
And let's not forget, Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has the finest selection of knobs and pulls to really make that cabinet really sizzle.
For the finest selection of environmentally friendly premium kitchen and bath fixtures on the Central Coast, come shop at Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
That's great. Here's a deal right here that I want to tell you about. It's our flashback in history, our highlights, our birthdays, and all that kind of stuff. Our highlight in history on August 8th in 1942 during World War II, six Nazi saboteurs were captured after landing in the U.S. were executed in Washington, D.C. Two others who cooperated with authorities were spared. On this date, 1963, Britain's great train robbery took place as thieves made off with £2.6 million in banknotes. 1974, President Richard Nixon announced his resignation effective the next day following damaging new revelations in the Watergate scandal. Our birthdays today, born today, actress Esther Williams is 91, actor Dustin Hoffman is 75, rock musician The Edge from U2 is 51, tennis player Roger Federer is 31. You'd never know watching that guy play tennis. Happy birthday to them, but most especially to you for yours.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, here's what we got. I got to share with you right here. You know, they sometimes ask, the Miss America question. You know, that they answer really kind of weirdly. You know what I'm saying? All right, this is from a city council meeting in Santa Cruz, California, and this is the way we're going to save California's economy, according to this young lady.
Well, the crops are growing very well, and they're organic, and some of them have pesticides, and I think that we should make a perfect pesticide for the crops that is good for people and healthy and keeps the crops preserved, too, because we need the food, because it's food and stuff, and organic food is good also. And the businesses downtown really need to lower their rent, because if the rent was lowered, those people would really have their own businesses. They have enough stuff. They're very good at making things. They're like experts. They're really good. And we can really be a community and make the things and sell them in our stores. And I really believe that it can be a California thing, that it can really work out, because we can be rich in cotton and mining metals and silkworms, and we can make things. We can make things, cars. The machine can make it for us. And we can have the community and the city in San Francisco, and we can make things and put them in the stores. On the East Coast, they have slaves, and they believe in slavery and made in China. But on the West Coast, the new West Coast, we don't believe in that. We believe in the union, and that's what we are. As in the Bush administration, which is really good, he has government funding for small business owners. You can grow every kind of fruit and vegetable you want. That's how they do it. They have fruit trees and vegetable trees. That's where fruit and vegetable comes from. You freeze the fruit and vegetables, it'll last forever. You can put, you know, broccoli or strawberries in the freezer, it'll last forever. If you don't, it might go bad in a while, but people, we live in California. This is our home. This is where we live. Growing food is so good for the people because it's free. All you have to do is pay the farmers and pay for the land. But why do we have to pay for the land? The land's free. It's new land, you know. I mean, do we have to pay for the land? Do we have to pay rent? Do we have to pay? The food's free, so we should just sell it at the farmer's market.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next speaker.
That's the way I look at it right there. Okay, the fruits, the vegetables, they grow on trees, which is really convenient because it's a lot easier to pick those vegetables when they're on trees when they're in the ground. Okay. Anyway, California is very special. They have slavery on the East Coast, but we don't have slavery here. So that's the thing right there. Eggie, I thought you'd enjoy that because it was just so dang weird. All right. You know what? I'm going to get right to our guest and say we're going to get right to our guest. And I have Nora O'Donnell here from the Rover Beach Department of Recreation. Is that it?
Parks and Recreation.
Parks. I was going to say, maybe I left out Parks. Let me put Parks. I've got to make sure it's all complete. Parks and Rec. All right. I think they usually are good. Together. Anyway, so it's nice to see Nora. I haven't seen you for a while.
I know. How have you been?
I've been good.
Good. Good to see you, too.
And the thing that I'm thinking about is that, and now tell me again, because there's two groups I never remember which. You sing with?
Pacific Horizon.
Pacific Horizon Chorus, which are barbershop ladies.
Yes.
And so I've had the privilege of emceeing their event, and they're absolutely fabulous, these ladies. So anyway, it's absolutely cool. All right, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about some of the things that are going on in Grover Beach, some of the things that are going to happen in Grover Beach, and just Grover Beach. We're talking about Grover Beach.
That would be great.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Well, first of all, we have our summer concert series going on right now every Sunday. This coming Sunday, we have the Air Force Band of the Golden West coming to play for us from 3 to 6 p.m. at Ramona Garden Park. And it's a free concert, not free farmer's market. You have to pay the farmer.
But the good bit to go to farmer's market is free.
Go to free farmer's market is free. But we have the farmer's market and the concert happening from 3 to 6 p.m. And just bring your lawn chair, your blanket, kick back on the grass, support the military, local military youth, or not youth, adults that are, in the
band.
There's
actually, though, that's, you know what there actually is. And I didn't. I saw one at an event, but I didn't get a chance to speak to him to say, what is it exactly you do? It was a Navy Sea Scout.
Oh.
I have not. Well, you know, unless they have a battleship or an aircraft carrier or something to train on, I don't really know what they're training for or how they're doing it. But it's nice that they're doing it.
Yeah, I actually ran a Sea Scout program when I was on recruiting duty in Denver, Colorado.
You did?
Yeah, a long time ago.
What's a Sea Scout do?
They're people who are interested in the Navy. They're youth. You know, junior high school age.
Probably already alcoholics. Anyway,
stop
go ahead.
It.
Sorry.
And they learn about Navy protocol and how the Navy works, and we sponsor field trips to different places. Like we went to NORAD when I had that group
really?
In Colorado. Yeah.
Do they really practice knot tying and all
we,
that
actually,
kind of stuff?
We did have a class on knot tying.
You
yeah.
see that? You have to know how to tie a knot. Actually, I didn't know.
I brought an expert in.
Here's the thing. I want people to know this about the U.S. Navy. If you ever go on board a Navy ship, you see all this fancy knot work, and well, there's a name for it, and I'm not thinking of it. But anyway, all this fancy stuff that they do with string and rope mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. There's a name for it, and I can't think of it. Anyway, so...
knot tying?
Nope, it's no. There's a long, funny name for it, and
okay.
I don't know why it's not
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. You know, I get to the age now. I don't care if I can't remember. It's knot tying. But anyway, the thing is that only one group of people do it. It's not like everybody has to learn how to do this.
Boatswain mates.
The boatswain mates do it, and then everybody else just, you know, admires it or
yeah.
paints it
yeah.
or whatever else they got to do.
Actually, the parachute riggers. On the aviation side, they do it, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So. All right, we got way far afield on
yes,
that.
Yes, we did.
But that's okay. We were talking about youth and people and going to be at the show.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how did we end up getting the Air Force Band, is it?
Yes. They have a community outreach programs where they go out.
Is this from Vandenberg?
Actually, no, they're from the Bay Area.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And then a couple weeks ago, we had the 111th Army National Guard Band from Hawaii doing their two-week on-duty, you know, they do a weekend a month
right.
2 weeks a year. And they rehearse every week, actually. They do more than a weekend a month. And then they just go on a trip, and they travel around and, you know, play at different venues. They were at Farmers Market the Thursday after they played for us in Grover Beach. And
I had a
fabulous.
Question. I did have a question about that, and nobody has an answer for me. But I'm not sure how it is. If let's say I'm a trumpet player and I'm in the U.S. Navy Happy Band.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I play the trumpet. I stand there. I play all the same songs over and over again. You know, for 20 years. How do I advance in rank? What is it I would do to advance in rank?
Well, I'm sure it's like every other rating in the Navy that you have to take a rating exam and. It's probably more than just music. It's probably, you know, Navy protocol and Navy.
Something.
Yeah, yeah, lots, whatever yeah. falls
okay,
under
I was,
their job.
I was just
yeah.
checking how you got. I was always kind of surprised.
And these guys are fabulous musicians. It's really hard to get into the military bands.
You know, the chaplain that does our Lost at Sea Memorial, Bill Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, he's like a captain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're a minister, how do you get to be a captain?
Same thing. Review boards.
You gotta prove something about God.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It's time and service, and there's all kinds of stuff
that's
involved.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I had to get shot.
Maybe
at.
He paid somebody. I don't know.
All right, here's the other thing. Let's talk about this. So we have these bands. This happens every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
Except
for the weekend where Stone Soup is happening, which is the 25th and 26th of August.
Now, let's go ahead and ask what Stone Soup
okay,
is.
Okay, Stone Soup is an event put on by the Chamber of Commerce, and it's a world music fair. So they'll have all kinds of food and vendors and probably about 15 different bands, if I remember seeing the poster correctly. They have all different kinds of musical styles. And
is that the thing that, is that the thing, let me think here. Is that the thing Amy did last year?
Amy? Fordyce?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She did some event. It could have been. I don't know what it was.
I don't know.
I know it was in Grover and I know it was an event. All right. It was one of the
oh,
events
Oh, no, well, she does artwork for our 9/11 event.
Okay, we're going to talk about that too. By the
yes,
way, we're going to talk
yes.
about that's coming up. Here's right. Let's. I'm really going to bring up something here before you even get to that. That mm-hmm. I don't want to put you on a spot with this. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm just going to say here's my and you can just nod and I'll say she nodded, but I won't say which direction. But
there's a look of terror on my face right now.
There was no. There was a letter the other day, and heavens knows there's been one every month for the last 400 years about. you know, why doesn't Grover reduce their speed limit to 25 miles an hour so people would stop and shop and do things in Grover? And I have to say this. Now, this is just from observation after 35 years. The people that are going to, they changed the name to Grover Beach to make sure that people knew there was a beach there that they could drive vehicles on.
Okay.
I think people are pretty much beelining for that beach.
Pretty much.
I don't think they're really stopping anywhere to speak of, you know, if they're going to go RVing. And so Grover has no greater or less advantage than Arroyo Grande does, than San Luis Obispo does with that group of people. I don't think it really matters, to tell you the truth. You know, they're out there to do that. And I understand why somebody said, well, maybe if you slow the speed limit down and you look, people look around more, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you'd think, but you don't know. I don't know. I think people are pretty myopic when they get on Grand Avenue and head down to the beach.
Right.
You know, so I think, but Grover Beach is a local destination for local people and for those of us that don't even go to the dune buggy thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of great restaurants and things in Grover Beach. So, mm-hmm. you know, it becomes a local destination, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys are supporting yourself so far.
Yeah, there are a lot of great small businesses in Grover Beach.
There really are. So I throw that in.
So come on, visit Grover Beach.
Visit Grover Beach, for gosh sakes, would you? All right. See, when they changed the name from Grover City to Grover Beach, what they didn't realize, the problem was the name Grover. But the guy found the city, so you can't do
anything
about it.
Beautiful picture of it.
Yeah, you got a nice
hall.
Picture right there. But.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk about, is the 9/11 the next thing we should talk about, or is there something else going on?
Well, we actually have the Dune Run run.
It's a
5K, 10K walk run.
Yeah.
It's our 24th annual. It was started originally by the Chamber of Commerce, and the city took it over about 9 years ago. And it's held the morning of the Stone Soup weekend of Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's, you know, $15 entry fee. If you want a T-shirt, you can pay for a T-shirt. It's city streets, so it's on paved. It's on hard-packed dirt. It's on hard-packed sand, soft sand, down into the dunes and back up. It's a challenging race.
Let me ask you right now, so we can use this for everything we're talking about, I hope.
Okay.
Is an email that people can email to.
Sure.
And find a website that people go to find all this stuff out.
They can go to grover.org.
Okay.
That's the city's website. They can email me at nodonnell@grover.org. So that's nodonnell@grover.org. I'd be glad to share any information I have.
Cool.
The Dune Run is open to all ages. We give medals to the first and second place winner in all age groups in 10-year increments. We have people in their 80s and 90s doing the race. So we have kids as young as, I think we had a 4-year-old a couple of years ago. So it's all ages. It's a lot of fun. They get out there and they walk and run, and it's a great event.
Is it legal for mom and dad to bring a 4-year-old and make
them
hike?
Okay, they stroll. They have a lot of fun.
Sounds a little cruel to me, but okay, fine. Okay, so that's what's going on with that. And then that's the Stone Soup first day. Of the Stone Soup. Okay, and then the Stone Soup thing will be food and all kinds of happiness and joy.
All kinds of vendors.
And music.
I think the music goes till 9 o'clock on Saturday and 6 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay.
And it's just continuous bands and
is that Ramona
events.
Park also?
It's around the Ramona Park. So Ramona Avenue is closed off from 8th to 10th Street.
Oh, okay.
It's a street fair. And all of Ninth Street has vendors on it. And
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a good time.
All right, now here's the thing that I saw. I forget how I got hold of you. I saw this somewhere.
Oh, I sent out a press release, or I sent out an email to Cheryl Tolan of
Welcome
Home.
Oh, Cheryl Tolan, Welcome Home Heroes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she put it out on the internet, and I got a copy of that. And so here I see Nora O'Donnell, and I go, I know her. So I'll just call her up directly and have her come in. So that's why she's here.
That's why I'm here. And I just get to gab about a whole bunch of different stuff. It's kind of cool.
Cool.
But the 9/11 event was started in 2002. In the city, originally, the first start of it was they planted a 9/11 tree, a pine tree, at Ramona Garden Park, which is now really huge. And they also did flag squares, and they sent them to the city of New York, which created a flag. People wrote on the squares, and they sent it all to the city and as a, you know, acknowledgement that we're thinking of you, and, you know, we're sorry for what happened.
Yeah.
So every year since then, we've been putting on a memorial event. And about 6 years ago, I started an art show to go along with the memorial event.
So these are this is artwork that has to do with 9/11.
9/11, patriotism, American spirit, anything that has to do with that. I have stuff from World War II, World War One.
I know Amy's son is the one that she enters. She enters her son's picture. I know. I know the picture. We've had it in the break room for many times.
And she also did a Say It in the Sand picture.
Oh, cool.
For 9/11.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really it's a weird time for America. There's there's no other way to look at it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many different emotions that go through us on September 11th. And well, they should, I suppose. You know, I think my attitude has always been just sort of go with whatever you feel that day. You know, that's the way it is. And you know, that's it's one of the most amazing tragedies we've ever had faced in this country. So,
and our goal isn't to, like, keep it going and keep it live. It's more like there are people who still have issues about it and just need a place to go and honor and respect. And in fact, it says on the program that I put out, remember, reflect, and honor.
Cool.
It's just a place for people to go and feel community about
it. And here's the thing, too, and I don't think that people that have ceremonies, and I think you have a ceremony, do you not?
We have an hour-long ceremony, but it's more of a reflection kind of
thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's exploiting what happened. I think it's very much remembering what happened, and it's very important, I think, for America to, you know, once a year open their eyes and go, wow.
Let's remember what happened
to people, and let's not have it happening. Exactly. I think you're right. And so I don't ever figure it's exploitive when somebody's having an affair on September 11th. Yeah. Now, September 11th is on Tuesday, so your event is when?
The actual ceremony is on Tuesday, but we're starting the art show on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be open while the concert's going on in the afternoon. It'll be open actually earlier in the day. So anyone can walk through the Ramona Garden Park and see what's on display. And then it'll be open again on Monday after work, probably sometime during the day. We haven't actually set a schedule yet. Yeah. And then on Tuesday it'll be open all day as well.
And the memorial service is what time?
From 5:30 to 6:30.
5:30, 6:30.
At Ramona Garden Park.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's
a good time to do it.
Yeah, it is.
That way more people get to do it. Anyway, just lots of stuff going on in Grover.
Yeah.
Now, you've been with Grover Beach how long?
Almost 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I love it.
I don't know. I lost track of Nora because I wasn't invited back to do BMC thing, which is usually how I usually do everything once.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about. But anyway, but it's nice to see Nora. Really.
Yeah, it's good to come in and talk to you.
Well, you know, and I've known your family and everything, and it's just kind of cool. Now, Nora's friends with two people that work here, Amy, who we mentioned, and Sean, mm-hmm. who does promotions or whatever she does, some wild stuff.
I was her boss once.
You were?
I was a director of summer camp where she was a counselor.
That's right. She was a counselor. It was a Camp Natoma?
Uh-huh. Camp Natoma.
That's right.
She was
a counselor, and this was, Nora was the boss.
Yeah.
I think you probably make a good boss. I have a feeling that, you know, you get the job done with a smile.
Yeah,
and that's what it has to be. Anyway, is there anything else that we can share about this?
Well, about the 9/11, I am still looking for artists who are interested in displaying their work. So if you know of anyone that has done a painting, a sculpture, photography, we have newspapers on display from that time period, anything really.
So remember, her address is nodonnell@grover.org. Is it mm-hmm. N dot or just N-O-Donnell?
Just all one.
Okay, one thing, nodonnell@grover.org.
Yeah.
And if you have a piece of artwork, you'd like to do a piece of artwork and have it displayed, she would love to have you do that.
It's not a place to sell. It's a place for display.
However, I think you said that if somebody sees something they really like,
you can put a business card or contact information.
Okay. Yeah. Right, so that's cool. So you may very well see something you like. All right. Anything else?
No. After that, it's...
Yeah. What happens in the fall? What happens after September 11th?
Well, the concerts go through the end of September, September 30th. And then... we'll have our carved pumpkin contest and Halloween events.
All right.
And then we have the holiday parade and Santa's workshop. It's a fine art and craft fair that happens right after the parade.
So there's always something the whole year.
Yeah,
there's
we're
things
busy,
going on.
Man.
Okay, there's something
we're
going
hopping.
On in Grover. So go to be a part of the whole Grover scene.
Now, you know, you understand, I'm only doing the event stuff. There's other stuff happening in the city. So.
Well, I can't talk about all of it.
I know.
We just hit the important stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Nora O'Donnell's my guest. I thank you very much, Nora.
Thanks,
it's good to see you.
I appreciate it.
All right,
it was good to see you, too.
I'll see you in November.
Okay, all great. Right.
So, Mr. Garrison, you think because you can change your appearance, you can outsmart the KGB?
Change my appearance?
Come now, your smile is breathtaking.
Ah, you've succumbed to my plan to dazzle you with my million-dollar smile, thanks to the work performed by Dr. Phillips at Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo. Dr. Phillips is the reconstruction expert, so knowledgeable that Dr. Phillips teaches the other doctors. I called 541-1004 for a complimentary consultation and went online at SwissDentalCenter.com to see how everyone raves about Swiss Dental Center.
Oh, Mr. Garrison, you have proven too wily for me. I have no choice but to give you the launch codes and my heart.
Katrina, you've made the right choice.
Oh, Mr. Garrison, Mr. Garrison, Mr. Garrison, Mr. Garrison, Mr. Garrison. Your Vente half-calf with soy foam is ready.
Oh, thanks.
No problem. And by the way, nice smile.
Yeah, I didn't tell you? I'm finally letting John take me out to lunch. I know he's not my type. I just hope he doesn't take me to someplace I've ate a million times. Oh, shoot, here he comes. Talk to you later.
Hey there, you ready for lunch?
Sure, where are we going?
I've been dying to try Slow Brew for lunch.
Okay.
If the same old thing for lunch over and over and over is driving you crazy, stop the madness and try something new at Slow Brew. Affordable, delicious food, great ambiance. It's Slow Brew, downtown Slow. With $3 tacos, your choice of steak, chicken, or Alaskan cod. Vegetarians, try their peace and love vegan hummus platter. And all of Slow Brew's salads, burgers, and sandwiches can be ordered in either full or half-size portions. Even their most popular, the Thai Ahi Salad. Loosen up your day a little bit by adding one of Slow Brew's award-winning microbrews to your lunch. It's Slow Brew, serving lunch Tuesday through Sunday at 1119 Garden Street, downtown Slow.
I don't know about a new guy, but I definitely have a new lunch spot. Slow Brew.
The stories of the street are mine, the Spanish voices laugh. The Cadillacs go creeping now through the night and poison gas. And I lean from my windowsill in this old hotel I chose. Yes, one hand on my suicide, one hand on the road. I know you've heard it's over now, and war must surely come. The cities, they are broken half, and the middlemen are gone. But let me ask you one more time, oh children of the dust, all these hunters who are shrieking now, they speak for us. And where do all these highways go now we are free? Why are the armies marching still that were coming home to me? Oh, lady, with your legs so tight, oh, stranger at your wheel, you are locked into your suffering, and your pleasures are the seal. The age of lust, giving birth, both the parents ask the nurse to tell them fairy tales on both sides of the glass. And now the infant with his cord is hauled in like a kite, and one eye filled with blueprints, one eye filled. Thank you. come with me, my little one. We will find that farm and grow us grass and apples there and keep all the animals warm. And if by chance I awake at night and I ask you who I am, oh, take me to the slaughterhouse. I will wait there with the lamb. With one hand on hexagram, one hand on the girl, I balance on a wishing well that all men call the world. We are so small between the stars, so large against the sky, and lost among the subway crowds, I try to catch your eye.
There are a couple stories from CalcoastNews.com today. Officials identified the two San Luis Obispo County residents who died in a two-car collision in Templeton on Sunday. I'm sorry, it's Saturday. Shirlene Miller, 62, of Paso Robles, was driving westbound on Highway 46 near Vineyard Drive at a high rate of speed when she crossed over the solid double line and crashed into James Fencemaker of Napomo. Miller died at the scene. Fencemaker died a half hour later at Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center, and this woman was passing on a double yellow line and got into a head-on on Highway 46. How many of those have we had? Maybe we should be done having those. Yeah. I'd like to be done having those. All right, the Disney Myers case is getting wild and crazy as we go along here. One of the men awaiting trial for the brutal murder of 15-year-old Disney Myers said another defendant raped him before the murder, sources told Calhous News. Following the torture murder of Myers, Cody Miller of Fresno was digging a grave to place the body when his former cohorts turned on him and began beating him in the face with a shovel. Miller escaped and was taken to a local hospital where he received facial surgery, had his jaw wired shut, and was treated for his burns. Ty Hill, 28, had driven to Fresno to bring Miller back to learn more about breaking and entering, while Miller wanted to get more information on the drug trade, sources said. Prior to the murder, and while his girlfriend Rhonda Wisto was gone from her home in Napomo, Hill allegedly sodomized Miller, something frowned upon even the drug culture. You think? In September 2010, firefighters found Myers' badly burned body in a shallow grave near Santa Margarita. She was discovered hogtied with her legs bound behind her, a glove stuffed in her mouth, sweatpants tied around her throat, and her hands duct taped across her chest. Prosecutors said they plan to seek the death penalty for Hill if he is convicted. And Jason Greenwell, 20, of Napomo, confessed and has agreed to testify against Witzo, Hill, Miller, and Wisto's son Frank York, 19. Their trial is now set for January 28th. And that's what's going on CalcoastNews.com as of this moment. But things change suddenly. So you got to keep up the news. You got to go to CalcoastNews.com 24/7. Don't forget you can click on Talk is Cheap. And we stream 24/7, KYNS. And we also have podcasts of Talk is Cheap throughout the month. So I check it out.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
All right. Well, it's 20 minutes before 1, and today we did things a little bit different order today, but that was fine. It worked out really good, I think, so I was happy with that. All right. I'm trying to get rid of this. I don't need it anymore. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's think about some other things we should be talking about today. And there are many things, obviously, as there always are. As there always are. Are you watching the Olympics? It's fun. You know, it's, and now we got the volleyball. They're playing today, I guess, but it's going to be tonight. They're going to show it. So we'll probably know who won before they win, but it's two American teams in the women's volleyball tournament. Men are still routing everybody in basketball, water polo, women's water polo. They're doing very well. So things are happening. Things are happening. They showed a thing on TV today. It was like a timeline of runners since the modern Olympics began and how fast they did the 100-meter in. And, of course, Usain Bolt was the fastest guy that's ever done it. And I couldn't find it. I have no idea. They said you can see this on the Internet, and I looked everywhere in there. Maybe somebody else can find it. It's pretty cool looking from what I saw, but I can't find anything about it. Okay, you know that gas station on Taft Street, and they were put in for retail development and townhomes, so that would be 7 townhomes and retail space to replace a vacant gas station there at Taft in Kentucky. Now, some of the neighbors said that the 35-foot affair was a little bit, excuse me, sir, that was my elbow, was a little bit weird, and I had to agree. I don't know why it has to be 35 feet tall. I know it has to be 3 stories, but okay, whatever. So the city council said, yeah, let's do that. And so here's the one stipulation on how they're going to deal with this. I don't know. The 7 townhomes, the way they're constructed, have a den that could be used as an extra bedroom. So it could be a two-bedroom, two-bath with a den. So it could be used as an extra bedroom. And, of course, this becomes the huge issue all the time out by Cal Poly, you know, is to find more places for students, but at the same time try not to overbook the places because of parking and all these other problems. They say they're not going to allow people to convert those into bedrooms, but like I said, I don't know how you're going to know what they. I don't know how you're going to know that. Search warrant? No, seriously. We're looking for a tenant. Okay, he's on here on the warrant. He's not here. Oh, he didn't find him. Okay. Anyways, we'll see how that goes. Well, it'd be nice to clean up that corner, though. I think the neighborhood would have to agree. It'd be nice to have something decent there. And that abandoned gas station. All right. We are going to have a grant to bridge Morro Bay Path, the National Scenic Byway, $220,000 awarded for pedestrian bicycle span, and that basically across Morro Creek, which is now kind of boards and weirdness. And so this will tie different parts of Morro Bay together. And so it'll tie Tascano Road with the what do they call that now? The bay walk, the rock walk, the walk that they put in out there with the bicycle trails and the sidewalk. Anyway, they're going to connect everything and so make it go a little bit further. Then, of course, at some point, the question is going to be, you know, how do they then develop the trail from there to Cayucas? I mean, people yelling and screaming and carrying on about the whole thing, you know. It's okay. This so reminds me. Remember back in the days in Cambria, it was San Simeon. It was San Simeon Point out there where the old store is. And, you know, the Hearst family wanted to build a golf course and a resort out there. And it became this huge issue of, is it on the west side of 101 or the east side of 101? Or Highway 1, actually, not 101, Highway 1. And so it was on the west side, and that's what was the biggest problem to people. You know, that's why it eventually folded up, because it was going to be on the west side. I contend this, and I, at least for the Hearst property, when William Randolph Hearst bought the thing, you know, there wasn't really an east and west side. They put a road through it and called it a state highway, and that made it an east and west side. That doesn't mean it existed as an east and west side prior to them naming the road a highway. So I always thought that was a little bit bogus. And besides that, there's a no trespassing on that point, and so you wouldn't have seen it anyway. But that's the way that went. So now we have people about this trail from Cayucas to Morro Bay that are doing the same thing. That'd be okay if it was on the east side of Highway 101, but west side, I don't know about that. Like, okay. Highway 1, I keep saying 101, I'm sorry, Highway 1. So, who knows? Nuclear agency suspends license decisions. So what happened was the Nuclear Regulatory Commission voted to halt final decisions on getting new and renewed licenses for reactors nationwide. until they decide exactly how they're going to do it and when and where and why they're going to do it. Its effect on Diablo is unclear. Nuclear power plant, PG&E has applied to renew the plant's two operating licenses in 2044 and 2045. However, those applications have been put on hold by the utility completes $64 million worth of surveys on the earthquake faults around the plant. So we'll see. I think we put off a lot of things. I think we put off a lot of things way too much longer than we have to. If you were operating in the private sector, you know, you wouldn't take that long to do anything because your business couldn't afford it. But with government, you know, you can take all the time in the world if you want to, and they do. And so, you know, these decisions that are made, and then they have to act on them and come up with something new, and it's like yay. But I still sympathize greatly with the city council in Santa Cruz. Listen to that crazy woman. That happens, though. Okay. The day has finally arrived. After years of fans begging and months of promises, Arrested Development is back in production. To prove it to fans, star Jason Bateman, a.k.a. Michael Bluth, tweeted a decidedly non-spoilery photo from the set. So there it is. So that's what's going on there. Here's an interesting thing. This is money in your pocket. This is big dough, and anybody that gets a chance to do this, I think, is going to do it. And so here, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw announced that they'll perform a limited engagement at the Venetian in Las Vegas starting in December. The show called Soul to Soul, with a number two, Soul to Soul, named after Hoosier's successful co-heading tours in 2006. It'll be the first time in 6 years they've been together. Pre-sales tickets go on sale today and open to the public on Monday, general public on Monday, and you can bet they'll sell those puppies. No doubt about it. Tom Waits says he's finally revealed what he has been cooking during a mysterious email campaign over the last week, a new music video for Hell Broke Loose, L-U-C-E. You got to be fancy now when you write things. Growling guitar march from Waits, so that's good. Chorus line composer dies, Marvel Hamlish, as we knew yesterday. I don't know why they just told us again today. And he, of course, corroborated with Barbara Streisand and many others. He composed music for James Bond, Woody Allen, for Liza Minnelli, Aretha Franklin, and, of course, Barbara Streisand. And then a ton of movie music he did. So a well-known guy. The bad news is the whales off the California coast are getting whapped by big ships. The good news is there's more of them. Science report a baby boom for gray whales off Alaska and California. They're saying they got 57 cow-calf pairs were recorded between July 1st and July 26th. This was a big calf count year with estimated about 1,000 calves, so there should be a lot of them everywhere. They're everywhere. And the interesting thing, too, about the whales is that if you're lucky and you're in certain places along the coast at the right time, they come in close enough that you can see them actually from shore. I never forget one time in Cambria that they weren't like out there where you could see them, you know, breaching or puffing bubbles. They were swimming. I remember a mother and its calf. What is it called? What is a mom called? A gray whale mom. It's called big whale. Anyway, and it was at Leffingwell Landing, and you could actually you could stand on the parking lot and watch them go by the rocks right in front of you. It was really weird, I thought. But there we go. Here was the moment I heard about this fire. I said, and it's come to true, refinery fire to push prices of gas higher. As you may or may not be aware, Jared Lee Loeffner, of Gabrielle Giffords' fame, pleads guilty and now faces life in prison. So he'll get life in prison. He could have gotten the death penalty, but they decide he was coherent enough and sane enough to stand trial. And so in doing so, he decided to plead guilty so he'd go sit in the lonely for the rest of his life. Trans fat... less trans fat likely led to kids' lower cholesterol. So finally, some good news about cholesterol in kids. A big government study shows that in the past decade, the portion of children who have high cholesterol has fallen, And some experts think that while most kids may not be eating, may be eating less and or exercising more, they may be getting fewer trans fats. That's because the artery clogging green has been removed or reduced in many processed foods. So there you go. So you got the trans fats have gone away. I miss them. I don't miss them. And then we have everything. Everybody's mad at everybody else in the political spectrum here. It's like, okay, fine. I ain't going to get into it. They're calling each other names and saying weird things, and it's like, you know, what the heck. So here's this guy in San Maria has been identified. His name was, who was shot by the police the other day. He's 37-year-old Robert Reyes of Santa Maria. He was 37-year-old Robert Reyes of Santa Maria. He tried to pull over his car, went on a high-speed chase. When he got out of his car, he had a replica handgun, which, of course, no one would know it was a replica handgun because they're made to look exactly like a real gun. That's why they're called a replica. So I side with the police when that happens. I don't really see another way to look at it, to tell you the truth, but people do find other ways. Private groups had their eye on Wisconsin's shooter, but the FBI didn't because it limits tracking to those engaged in violence. So it wasn't until he engaged in violence the FBI got involved. This is in the Wisconsin Sikh temple. Anyway, so it's kind of weird, really. The shooter left behind very few clues. Police Chief John Edwards told CNN that Wade Michael Page's case is unusual for the dearth of clues it left behind. That's, of course, he said people who commit mass shootings leave writings above about their plans and motivations or behave in ways that cause alarm among those who know them. We have nothing at this point, nothing at all. Of course, the guy was a white supremacist, you know, and a rock band that sang songs about hatred and vitriol. So I would think, there might be some indication right from the get-go. That's what I would think. I could be wrong. We had American rower left the Olympic Games amid controversy. We're going to find out what happened with her when her rowing. One of the horses was disqualified because it tested positive for, you know, happiness in its feed or something.
German rower Nadia Dragala left London's Olympic Village late last week. She was done competing. Her team failed to make the final in the women's 8 race. But her departure has become the subject of a national debate in her home country, after reports surfaced linking Dragala's boyfriend to an extreme right-wing group in Germany. On Thursday, Dragala met with German Olympic officials, and by Friday, she voluntarily left the team.
I had a talk with Nadia and sport director of the German Rowing Association, Mario Wolt. The reason for this talk was the reports about her private life. In our talks, she left no doubt that she believes in the Olympic Charter, and I was convinced that she believes in the principles of the German Olympic Sports Confederation. But still, she decided to leave the German rowing team and to leave the Olympic Village.
German media reports claimed Dragala's boyfriend, Michael Fischer, was a member of the Rostock National Socialists, a group described by authorities as racist, anti-Semitic, and inspired by Nazi ideology. Fischer has told German news services he left the group in May. In another interview, Dragala says she did not share or support her boyfriend's views.
Nadia? We know Nadia. She's a member of the German Rowing Association and the national team. During training camps and in private talks, she never mentioned that she had friends in right-wing circles. That shows she doesn't support their opinions and that her relationship with that guy is just a personal one.
According to German news reports, Dragala quit her job as a police officer last year after her department learned about her relationship with Fischer. And while the German men's rowing team proudly displayed the 2 gold medals they won in London, team officials tried to distance themselves from Dragala and the controversy.
With all the arguments which you can bring to this case, please make the distinction between this one case and the Olympic team. None of the athletes in our team deserve to be dragged into this story in any way.
Germany is especially sensitive to these kinds of controversies, and now German lawmakers have called for an inquiry into what sports officials knew about Dragala and why she was allowed to compete in London. Ralitza Vasilova, CNN, Atlanta.
There you go. So what we know is nothing. Which can happen to you. You know, sometimes you don't know. So that's what we just had. We had a big glop of nothing right there. But you'll have that sometimes. So the next story is that thing about Hillary Clinton gritting a groove on there in Malway, but I'm not going to watch it. You can't watch it, and I'm not going to watch it, so that's the way that works out. Okay. Okay. Other things that are going on. Other things that are happening today that we should talk about. Trying to get rid of Hillary Clinton doing a dance. Other things that are happening, Los Angeles City Council voted Tuesday to respond to two teen deaths by banning skateboard bombing. Now, remember, we had a guy go down the grade. A guy went down the grade, and it was said that he hit, what did he hit? Was it 70 miles an hour going down the grade in a skateboard? Anyway, this is basically, that's what it is. As you go someplace on a skateboard, they think it's not right. And you shouldn't be on there. Anyway, so they always try to ruin the fun of kids. But two kids have killed themselves, so they've decided they have to do something about it. You can't also ban bicyclists or drivers from towing skateboarders. Violators could face a penalty up to $250. Now, what is it called again? Bombing. If you bomb on your skateboard and you get killed, does your next of kin have to get paid the $250 fine, or how does that work? So I never know that legal stuff. Wish I did. Southern California is super hot. Now, this is a strange. If you decided you wanted to somehow be safe, and you illegally brought a concealed weapon into a theater with you to see Batman, the new Batman movie, then I can understand how you might be like, I'm not going to let that happen to me, and okay, so I'm going to do. But this guy brought in a whole bag full of stuff, and so he had knives and ammunitions and guns, and he had a little satchel he was bringing in. Now, a lot of movie theaters realize when women bring the big purses in, for no reason at all to go to a movie, they're smuggling candy and popcorn and whatnot. I mean, they know it, but there's no search thing that goes on to go in a theater. Sorry, so that's what happens. But when you got a big duffel bag, you're bringing in. how much popcorn can one guy eat? You know what I'm saying? So that wasn't right. So he was arrested, and he's being indicted on several weapons charges, as you can imagine. President Barack Obama is directing the Agriculture Department to authorize an additional $30 million to help crop and livestock producers in drought-stricken areas of the U.S. I've already said this to you, and I haven't had a chance to ask anybody. I don't know why. I just haven't. We obviously in California we grow on corn. People are selling corn for 2, 3, 4, 5 years for a buck. So we're obviously not affected by the drought when it comes to corn, but there's other stuff we might be affected by. We'll see. Here you go. I was waiting for this. Iran moved Tuesday to reframe the Syrian conflict as part of a wider battle with the United States and other hostile world powers, dispatching the personal representative of its paramount leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, to Damascus for a televised display of solidarity with Syria's president, Bashar Assad, as battles raged and dozens of Iranian hostages in rebel custody were threatened with death. I knew it was our fault. It had to be. Everything's our fault. Everything is our fault. Wait till we get to an editorial. You could have knocked me over with a feather when I just saw the headline of the editorial. I'm like, are you serious? Are you kidding? I should tell you what it is right now. I have time to tell you. Are you serious? Are you kidding? Here it is right here. It says, Tea Partiers see UN plot to take over America. So I don't know, it has to do with guns. There's this big thing that had to do with munitions, like military equipment, and they decided that somehow that was going to trickle down to mean your personal weapons. But anyway, here's the thing. Just listen to this headline. Tea Partiers see UN plot to take over America. The UN can't accomplish anything on its own. It never has accomplished anything. It never has really gotten something done that needed to be done. UNICEF, maybe. That'd be the best program they've ever had, I suppose. But when it comes to peacekeepers and all observers and all that kind of stuff, the UN, there's no point to the UN, as you well know. I think it's always this hope that, you know, in times of great crises, maybe, you know, we'll have some countries that can come together, like China, Russia, and the USSR, which have never come together since it's been China, Russia, and the USSR. And, you know, maybe we could prevent some terrible thing from happening. So far, not. So I'm not really worried about the Tea Partiers see a UN plot to take over America. It would be a plop. It was what it would be. Not a plot, a plop. It's 1 o'clock. We're going to join CBS News, see what's happening in our world on 1340 KYNS. San Luis Obispo, I'm Bill Benneke. We'll come back for another hour of it.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. A new poll from Quinnipiac, CBS News, and the New York Times on the race for the presidency shows it is very tight in three swing states. CBS's Peter Mayer is traveling with the president in Denver.
And Harley, the kickoff event of this two-day Colorado campaign swing for the president is aimed at women voters. He criticized Mitt Romney on a key women's health issue.
Then he joined the far right of his party to support a bill that would allow any employer to deny contraceptive coverage to their employees.
Campaigning in Iowa, Romney hit the president on the top issue on the minds of voters, the economy.
The president's policies have simply failed the American people in terms of getting people back to work with rising incomes.
Now, that latest CBS News, Quinnipiac, New York Times poll shows the president trailing Romney here in Colorado, but leading in two other battlegrounds, Wisconsin and Virginia. Live in Denver, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The latest from the FBI investigation into the invasion of a Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. The responding police did not kill the gunman after all. One officer wounded him, and FBI Special Agent Teresa Carlson said.
Subsequent to that wound, it appears that Page died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
She says the evidence indicates Wade Page was a lone wolf attacker. No signs so far of a broader conspiracy. The earth shook several times today near Yorba Linda, California. Victoria Foster lives there.
I'm flying out of the house. The mailman's outside standing there going, "What's going on?" And I go, "It's an earthquake."
A swarm of small shakers, the largest being 4.4 magnitude, no damage or injuries reported. More than a dozen Cubans made it to shore in Florida in a homemade 21-foot boat with an old Russian car motor driving the propeller, likely from a Gaz, which would have had about 55 horsepower back in the 50s. The Border Patrol says the migrants were all in good condition, and since they made it to shore, they'll likely be allowed to stay. On Wall Street, the Dow's down a point. The Nasdaq is down about 7. One of the hottest tickets at the Olympics, and CBS's Steve Futterman is there. Joins us live now, Steve.
And Harley, we have just had a gold medal for the U.S. and a bronze medal for the U.S. The women's 200-meter dash just completed. Allison Felix of the U.S. wins the gold medal. She led virtually from start to finish. Carmelita Jeter, who won silver in the 100-meter dash, she gets bronze in the 200-meter dash. So two medals for the U.S. here, including the gold. Harley?
A Dartmouth College professor and three other economists have come up with a way to rate the efficiency of the world's governments. Return the sender. They sent letters to businesses they knew didn't exist in 159 countries and waited to see which ones would be returned to sender. 59% came back after 1 year. Only four countries bounced the letters back within 90 days. Fortunately, the U.S. was one of them. 16 countries didn't return anything. This is CBS News.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
Not long ago, I went to Wells Fargo to talk about ways they could help with my business's cash flow.
It often takes 3 days or more for merchants to get paid from any credit or debit card transactions.
Exactly.
Well, we could set you up with a merchant services account where you could get paid as soon as the next business day for most transactions.
That was a conversation worth having, and the $100 reward for opening a new merchant services account made me feel even better.
Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. See banker for offer details. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
You hear lost dog stories like this once in a while. A missing dog that turns up far, far from home.
The little white mixed breed vagabond dog named Annie disappeared from her Queens, New York home in May of last year.
How she got from New York to Liberty in Staley, North Carolina, I have no idea.
Annie was found 600 miles away and turned over to animal rescuer Lisa Sparks.
The lady was extremely, she was almost in shock. She was crying and trembling on the telephone.
Sparks used a microchip to find the dog's owner, Jessica Ortiz. There will be a joyous reunion in New York City Friday. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
So many beer flavors, so little time. A new report says the world produced more beer last year than ever. China, not surprisingly, with its 1.2 billion people, led the way. The U.S. was second, followed by Brazil and Russia. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com, where you can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com. You'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
The MRI system everyone has been waiting for is now at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Patients love it. No more claustrophobia. No more masks over your face. No more tight spaces. And imaging speed to get you in and out, faster than any other magnet made. Plus, doctors love its unsurpassed image quality. The Siemens Skyra produces images doctors only dreamed of before. When you need your next MRI, ask for the new wide-open, ultra-high-field Siemens Skyra at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Even if you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Best image quality. The greatest patient comfort, and the lowest possible price. Why should you go anywhere else? When you need an MRI, call San Luis Diagnostic Center. 542-9700. That's 542-9700 to schedule your exam on the most modern equipment available.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business. The small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047. Or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite. ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
Karen Scott Audiology, now at her new location, 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo next to the DMV. Dr. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborns to your grandparents. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleek hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starkey, Phonic, Widex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. They also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial screenings. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
so late into the night. Though the heart be still as loving, and the moon be still as bright, for the sword outwears its shield, and the soul outwears the breath, and the heart must pause to breathe and love itself.
Guy's name is Leonard Cohen, and he used to be a writer, and now he's decided to sing a little bit. And he's done stuff on Shrek, McCabe and Mrs. Miller. He's done some stuff. And you're saying, Bill, when did you first hear about the guy? This morning. I stumbled across him, so I'm going to play his music, see what I think. I like it. I like it. There we go. Hi, you're Bill Benker, Talker Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYMS, your news station. And let me tell you what's going on with Charter, because they got some doings going on. If you're a music fan, it's time to cast your vote. Bands from all over now have entered in the second annual Charter Center Stage Battle of the Bands contest. Now it's up to you to help choose the winner. Get to know the bands and watch their music videos at charter.com/centerstage. Then vote for your favorite once every day until August 20th. For the best streaming experience and do everything online uninterrupted, you'll want to have super fast Charter internet with speeds up to 30 megs for just $29.99 a month for 12 months. And so here's the other thing. You got your internet. You have your TV, $29.95 a month with all the bazillion shows and channels and everything like that. And you got your telephone going on. So you U.S. and Canada, you can call anytime you want. One flat rate. So this is what you should be doing, is getting involved in that. Restrictions apply. See charter.com for details. So let me make sure you know that. Make sure there's rules and stuff. Some kind of rules. There's always rules. I tell you. Rules, I tell you. Yes, I've been a victim of those many times myself. All right. Let me return to those thrilling days of yesteryear, which means that it happened earlier today. Last night, I mean. Okay. Okay, we'll get to CNN, though, and see what's going on with CNN. Let me just tell you a few things here I want to share with you again. I see what happened. I got it right here. I see what happened. All right. Report may spawn fish hatchery reforms. This is interesting because they're saying we're not paying attention to where the fish are going and how they're getting there. And I thought they're just being eaten. But anyway, hatcheries should end a longstanding practice of trucking juvenile salmon to San Francisco Bay for release. Instead, all salmon should be released in the rivers at the hatcheries where they are raised. This will prevent them from straying into other rivers when they return from the ocean to spawn as adults. All the juvenile salmon produced by hatcheries should be marked with a code-wired tag to better track their fate. Currently, just 25% are tagged. And the percentage of the Sacramento River Fall Run Chinook salmon population allowed to be harvested by commercial and recreational anglers may be too high. We're doing everything we can to save them salmons. You know, you notice in the market a lot of times now, you know, it's Atlantic caught salmon or farm raised salmon. I won't go into that, but it's Atlantic caught salmon, so that's interesting. They don't care how much you fish in the Atlantic. That's the way it is. Okay, here Cynthia Lambert, South County Beat, wrote a thing about going green with car free program. I did talk to somebody. I said, you know, if I had a bus that would somehow, within reason, I mean, not 4 hours, get me from somewhere near where I live to somewhere near here, I would consider taking the bus. But unfortunately, it's going to take 4 hours. So I'm not inclined to do that, to tell you the truth. I only live 5-6 miles away. So I tend not to do that. But for a lot of people who are, you know, concerned about rising gas prices and things, and she mentions one person in particular here that, you know, now takes the bus, you might want to look into it. If you have to take some circuitous route that is just ridiculous and drive you nuts, then I can understand why you might say, that's just ridiculous and drive me nuts. But in the meantime, in between time, there's something to look at, see if you could do it. I always wished there was a bus that had gone from San Luis Obispo to Santa Margarita when I worked in Santa Margarita, but there wasn't. Then I was hoping that I could catch a ride with the guys that drive the delivery trucks, but they only went there once a week. I was on the air 5 days, so that didn't work either. But it may work for you. That's the point right there, so you see what you think about going on. All right. Here's the Creepy Crawly Camp. This is a Tascadero's Charles Paddock Zoo. They have a camp there, too. We talked about the one at the Botanical Garden that was very successful this year. And the Tascadero Zoo has one, too, which is really cool. There really is a lot of stuff for kids to do in the summer. I mean, and outdoor stuff. There's outdoorsy stuff. And for his first time ever, what is he, 11? 11? Little rascal, Casey, is playing football, league football. You've never seen anyone so proud in your life. When I went to pick him up the other day, he was in his shoulder pads and his pants and his cleats. Hey, what's up? Well, I want you to see these. You know, these are cool. Yes, they are. They really are cool. Good for him. Then there was something, because I heard this somewhere, so I wanted to share it with you. And I don't see it right in front of me right now. Now, here was another thing that was in the news today, and unfortunately, this doesn't do us any good with this information. This information is totally useless as we have received it in the Tribune. Slow projects get landscape awards. So the California Landscape Contractors Association recently held its second landscape beautification awards for the San Luis Obispo chapter. They evaluated 38 projects from Paso to Solvang with the following winners. If you know where one of these places is, you know the name of it, you can, because it just tells you the name of the business, but not where it is. Left Side Landscape, first place for small residential. How do I know what house they did so I can go look at it and say, yeah, that's really good? I can't. They don't allow that. And they don't allow that. Educatius International is bringing foreign exchange students to study in the San Luis Obispo Coastal Unified School District and is looking for local families to host them. Host families are paid a stipend for hosting. For details, you can go to, here's the best thing to do. Call Jill Warren at 661-586-4644. That's 681-586-4644. And I'll tell you this because I heard about it today. If you have you're going to have up to 2 students, and they're from all different countries. You get to pick. And they all have a very operational English. Probably some of them speak better English than you or I. They are here for the year, you know, for the two terms, and then you get paid $250 to help feed them. And then when it comes to transportation, now here was another thing that got me kind of curious about the bus thing. They said, well, if as long as there's public transportation somewhere nearby, that they would take public transportation. But once again, I think where I live and to get to Cal Poly, that could take weeks. There could be two overnight stopovers. So I don't know what happened to that. So you got to kind of consider, do you live close enough to the university to actually pull that off, I think? Or do you have a car you just want to give them to drive? Whatever it is, but $250 a head. And then you can have two people to a room, not the same bed, though, that are the same sex. And then you get $500 a month. Just letting you know that. And plus you get to meet some young person and have them be part of your family. That'd be cool. I've never heard a bad ending when it comes to exchange students. I've never heard anybody say, I've known lots of people that have done it that always said this is the greatest thing in the whole world to do. But I've never ever encountered anyone that said, boy, I wish I hadn't done that. Because you would think that somewhere along the line, maybe they just keep it to themselves. You would think somewhere along the line, all of a sudden you have a young college age person come and live in your home. You know, it probably is more convenient if you have other children, I would think. That's I'm guessing that. There may be some interaction, that kind of thing. But, you know, when you get to be an old fuddy-duddy and then you have a kid in the house, it's kind of like weird. Trust me, I know. Okay, now is the time to remember the victims. So here we had this conversation with Nora Donnell and I about, you know, remembering what happened on 9/11. And what they're talking about is remembering the victims of the Sikh temple. And so they have their names and everything, which you can't pronounce most of. Well, Singh is it's easy. Last name is Singh for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. Brian Murphy is another name. Param Kaur and Satwant Kaleka. By the way, this is an editorial from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that says even as we necessarily begin the task of trying to explain the unexplainable, we also must remember the victims. And we do, and I think we do it, you know, you get into this thing about, you know, I've occasionally had a moment of guilt because I've gone for a period of time without thinking too much about Afghanistan and, you know, what's going on with the guys there. And so, and I have to remind myself to remember and pay attention and care about it. And I do. Although last night I had a horrific nightmare. I was in Afghanistan. How I got there, I have no idea at my age, but I was there and doing battle with the bad guys. It was like absurd. So that's like maybe my way of remembering them. I'm not sure. But when we have these terrible disasters, be it Aurora, Colorado, be it this one, you know, the guy with Gabriel Giffords, Loeffner. I think we do think about the victims, but I think the human brain says do it in more abstract terms. Because if you try to do it too seriously, it's going to seriously mess up your noodle. And I think that it's fair to say that, you know. I think a lot of us are lucky, and I'm going to use that term, we're lucky in the fact that we don't know the people that were killed in these events. We can certainly remember them and pay homage to them, but we don't know them. Because as soon as you start to know people, then it becomes just hideous. Right? Then it becomes really bad news. So, that's my story. I'm sticking with it. So long, stay gone. Here we go. Rick wrote this. Said to the nature-loving hikers enjoying and appreciating the pristine beauty of Bishop's Peak and the surrounding neighborhood, I picked up your 8 empty Pabst Blue Ribbon cans. You can tell these are people on a tight budget right here. And your not-quite-finished Carl's Jr. ant-covered bags with fries and soft drinks and stuff that you so thoughtfully left on the curb in front of 66 Highland Drive on Sunday morning, August 5th. Hope you enjoy your hike up the peak and the view of the natural beauty of San Luis Obispo. He says, I really can't believe that anyone who lives in San Luis Obispo would be capable of acting the way you did. But there's lots of people that don't. They just don't care. I don't get it. I see downtown. I see empty cups that are 10 feet from a trash can. And you go, you know, so I can do, you know, I pick up trash too when I can. If I was on a racing bike, however, John, I wouldn't stop to pick up trash. Anyway, so I don't think we should be surprised at the fact that, you know, a lot of people are just irresponsible, either because of age or upbringing or whatever the heck they are. They're just irresponsible. And, you know, and I feel bad for someone that lives near that trailhead on Highland Drive. I know exactly where that is. And in my older days, I would hike that. But at the same time, it's just a shame. Maybe I don't know if it's worth a try or not. If that person could leave their trash out, you know, their trash can open. Now, if they would get too much trash, that would be a problem. And of course, you say to yourself, can't the people just put the trash in their car and take it home and throw it out when they get home? They could, but they don't. So if you had a big enough trash can that people might use it, but again, I don't know how many people leave stuff by the side of the road, maybe too many people, and you won't have any room for your own trash, well, then you can put your trash in the neighbor's trash. And if they have too much, they can put that in the next neighbor's trash. Hey, you go around the whole street there. I'm trying to help you out. Just a thought. What did Henry write about here? He was not happy with a column that Phil Dirks wrote in the paper because he picked on atheists, and he said, recalling a time when atheists used to be satisfied to just sit back and feel quietly superior. Now, sometimes these tongue-in-cheek things are, I think some people overlook the fact that there's actually humor attempted at these things, and I try to appreciate it when I can. Right, but here's the thing. Then the other thing was... Next, Dirks moves on to an ostensibly related article discussing the Higgs boson particle and how it's hard to understand. And can I say something to you? Now, this guy may be brilliant. I mean, Henry could be a scientist or something. He understands, a physicist, and he understands the Higgs boson thing completely. I mean, completely. You know, I vaguely have an idea of what the Higgs boson's about, a subatomic particle. Okay, it's kind of the glue of life. I kind of get that. But if you really ask me in detail about the Higgs boson, I'd be like, oh, was it a guy named Higgs or was it a guy named boson that found it, aren't they? And why is it called a boson? I don't know. So I think he's being kind of critical there. He, let alone the lame corn syrupy joke, he closes it. It's called Over the Hill. Maybe that's why. Codgerism is no excuse, though, he says, for that kind of writing. Boy, people sure pick on people, you know. Of course, I've picked on people now and then when I thought something was excessive. By the way, the stay long, so long, stay gone. The guy ends this thing with, when you go, please go home and don't return anytime soon. We're assuming something. We're making an assumption here. Maybe accurate, maybe not. Then Janice Peters, former mayor of Morro Bay, wrote an article about moving the wastewater treatment sewage plant would be a costly waste, that it's just too expensive, where it would cost a lot less money to do it in place where it is. And of course, the Tribune had an article that said, you know, that's a lot of coastline you're giving up that you could put something else in that would be useful to Morro Bay. But she disagrees and says that, and which is interesting, and says, well, no, you're wrong. You know, that's not the case. What we'd lose and what we'd have to pay to move the plant to what we could gain in some kind of resource, let's say it's a hotel or something, we just won't average out. It won't work. The numbers won't pencil out, as they say. So that was her opinion. I thought I'd share that with you. Mixed bag of economic reports. Late payments on mortgages hit a 3-year low. Employees post the most jobs in 4 years, and credit card use is down. This was a neat story, by the way. Here, the Fresco Community Market owner John Merga interacts with a customer at Left, who works the cash register in Los Angeles, California. Curl is one of many employees of the market who were hired by Merga through a career development center at Los Angeles Mission and Skid Row. So this guy's saying, fine, I'll work with this program. I'll be happy to work with this program. We were involved in a program once in radio where if we had certain people come and work for us, they'd pay part of their salary or something. This was many, many years ago. I forget what it was exactly. And we had somebody that did it. I can't remember all the details of what we did or what happened that was good for us. But anyway, whoever the person was, we were very happy having them. They did a very good job. So this guy's saying, here, I'm going to try to help out. And I'm going to help people help themselves, which I think is absolutely cool. Anything else? Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says students need to be careful when investing in their education. He says taking on debt to pay for college can be an important way of increasing one's earning potential, but higher education can also become a financial burden if it doesn't lead to a good job, he warned during a town hall meeting at the Fed with the teachers from around the country. And you know what? And here's the thing that you sort of have to remember. I had a social worker. I had a physical therapist at the VA in Santa Maria, and she was really, I thought she was very good and all that. But I just from the conversations we had and all that, and she had gone to school down in L.A., it's one of the colleges down there in the valley. And so she had a lot of debt to pay off, and I didn't know specifically how much or how much she paid a month. I don't ask those questions, but I could tell that she was somewhat burdened by her student loan debt. And, you know, so then I said to myself, you know, did you imagine that if you got done with school and you were a physical therapist, does any physical therapist make enough money to account for how much loans are for some of these young people? And by the way, vets, I'm going to tell you, if you're a recent vet especially, these private universities that advertise on TV, they are super stiff. They are expensive, and most people don't finish when they go to those school, when they enroll in those schools. So there's sort of a warning out there, consumer warning, saying be very, very cautious of what you're doing when you do that. And now you have to be very cautious anyway because the schools are trying to recruit people. They're trying to get them to do things and get loans, and the schools somehow benefit sometimes from the loans with the bank. It's a cabal there that's a little bit dicey, and so you got to be careful. That's what I'm telling you. Be careful. You know, just say no or whatever. Say something anyway.
Dutchman Seafood House on the Morro Bay Embarcadero has been totally remodeled. There's a new look throughout the restaurant, including a great bar area with plenty of room for you to hang. What I like the best is what the Dutchman's new farm-to-table chef has created, a new menu that features fresh seafood. It starts with hand-selected fish delivered right to our dock and served within hours of being pulled from the ocean. It's the only way to eat. At Dutchman Seafood House, you'll enjoy waterfront dining, creative cocktails, a nice selection of reasonably priced wines, and a tempting variety of entrees featuring seafood, poultry, beef, salads, and award-winning clam chowder that's guaranteed to satisfy your hunger. When you walk in the Dutchman, you'll find an inviting bar where weekdays we offer special happy hour pricing from 3 to 6. Formerly known as the Flying Dutchman, you'll find the newly remodeled Dutchman Seafood House on the Morro Bay waterfront near Pacific Street at 701 Embarcadero.
Don't let someone throw you a curveball when choosing who to see for hearing help. There are plenty of dispensers and strange devices out there. Dr. Karen Scott, Doctor of Audiology, has the years of experience, education, and can help you with the best decisions for you, your children, grandpa and grandma, and all those betwixt and between. With Dr. Karen's lineup of professionals, your experience with them will be a bases loaded out of the park home run. Dr. Karen Scott, the LA Dodgers, and KYNS. What a fantastic lineup. Dr. Karen Scott's office is in the 3-story glass Walther building next to the DMV on South Higuera. Come in soon.
Lenny's been pretty upset with the Dodgers this year, and he's thinking about switching teams. Hi, this is Michael Morin from Morin Brothers Automotive with Lenny and Gertie, the diagnostic duo. If your car is reaching the end of its career and you're thinking of switching to a newer model, give us a call at Morin Brothers before you buy, especially if you're looking for a used car. We can recommend the right car for you and check out a used car before you buy. If you're going to pick a losing team, you want to pick one you love.
Call Morin Brothers Automotive at 541-2407. Look for the building with the green metal wolf.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy. But that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength. And she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. Travel with her and you you want to travel blind, and you know she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from the Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor. And she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Leonard Cohen, who I've, again, never heard until today. I think it's kind of interesting. I'm enjoying what he's doing. Well, when I look at, take two, your bill, talk is cheap. KYNS, 1340. AM dial. When U.S. gymnast Allie Raisman completed a routine on the balance beam during the individual finals Tuesday, she hugged her coach and stared at the scoreboard, waiting to see whether she had done enough to get a medal. When she scored, when her score finally flashed, a nervous Raisman became disappointed. "Oh no," her coach Mike said, as they spotted the early familiar results. She had landed in fourth place again, and just why is shy of the medal stand for the second time in the Olympics? What happened next would again thrust the judges, athletes, and coaches into a heated debate about Olympic scoring. As Raisman tried to hold back her disappointment, shouts came from the crowd. U.S. national team coordinator Martha Caroli, her husband Beta, which is no longer associated with Team USA, but is a constant fixture, and vice president. Anyway, so there's a lot of protests. There's people yelling the whole thing. They thought the judging was bad. Now, remember I told you this, Sarah. I thought in the boxing, the judging was terrible. So that's why I say the judging thing is, like, really weird. And you know what's interesting? I know it sounds very mechanical, but they do show, like, when they were showing diving, they would show these different angles at a different, that have lines that showed these angles that the body was at certain times throughout the dive. And the person that was narrating, emceeing, what do you call it, hosting, announcing the dives, she would say, okay, this is why this is absolutely perfect at this point. This is why this is perfect. This is where the person went bad right here. This is how they went into the water, and it showed they're straight or an angle, like I said. So they could have someone that knows something about swimming, come somehow in the judge's table, put up angles and dangles and say they were right or wrong or whatever the heck they were. Something. There has to be a way to do it, is all I'm telling you, that doesn't involve people just guessing. Because you can't tell me, when you look at some of these competitions, how do they decide how much better somebody is? By, I mean, what criteria could they possibly use to say, well, we think that was better? It's like, I mean, somebody flubs, you know. When you fall off the beam, we understand that that's going to be a bummer. But when you don't fall off the beam, you do some amazing stuff. And they have amazing, I mean, just watch these gymnasts, you know, upside down over beams and funny things that they do. And it's like, holy moly. Anyway, so really interesting, I thought. All right. Now let me, oh, I got to mention something. Randy Travis wasn't in his car when he was found naked. He was lying on the road outside of it. This is going to be one of the best country songs of all time. Anyway, he was actually naked, lying in the road. Have you come up with a word that rhymes with naked? You haven't, have you? I know you haven't. You can't find one. All right. So here's his mugshot. He doesn't look so good right there. He doesn't. Randy has a good smile. Not that mugshot right there. And then guess who hit CNN News is our South County mom that wins the trip into space. So there it is right there. All right, let me see what else we have here. Antarctica medical rescue is underway, and we'll find out what that's about. A medical emergency was underway today at the largest research station in Antarctica, the hub of the U.S. Antarctic program. Someone needs to be evacuated from McMurdo Station in the dead of the Atlantic winter when there is no daylight for 6 months. The person is in stable condition, said Debbie Wing, a spokeswoman for the U.S. National Science Foundation, which oversees that facility. Australia said the Antarctic Division was asked to assist in the reparation of an expedition from the station. Wing said she believes that person needing medical attention is a U.S. citizen. She could not say whether the person's condition is life-threatening, but the patient who is not being identified requires medical attention beyond what can be provided by the medical team at the research facility. So, of course, you know, it's as soon as she becomes a patient, they can't say anything about it. It's a strange world we live in. But anyway, okay. So we don't know what's wrong with her. We don't know if she's going to make it. We don't know anything, except that she's something wrong with her. Okay, well, we got that then. All right, we got that then, and we're happy to have that. I got to tell you, we're happy to at least have that, that we have that information. Let me see what other information I have to share today. Oh, this was the hottest July since we started keeping records in 1895, by the way. So I know there's no global warming or anything, but I'm just telling you, hottest July. Typhoon is hitting the east coast of China after it just did terrible damage in the Philippines and killed all kinds of people, and it's like insane. They had to evacuate like 250,000 people in the Philippines. The PI, as they used to call it in the Navy. Ernesto's has made landfall in Mexico. And it says, what's behind the Asia flood disasters? Rain. That's what it is, rain. All right. I can tell you that for sure. Mars Earth-like land. That's what they're saying about the Mars Curiosity rover, as they're saying that it looks like the Death Valley. That's not good, I don't think, but okay. Okay, I'm not sure. That's a good thing. Okay. And Mr. Cafferty had a comment to say about pregnancy tests in school. What is that? What's going on with that? A public funded Louisiana school says it may reconsider its policy requiring pregnant tests for some students, females, I assume. The Delhi Charter School says there's never been any complaints from students or parents. But the ACLU has now complained about the policy, which allows the school to require any student suspect of being pregnant to take a pregnancy test. How do you know? I mean, unless all of a sudden she's obviously pregnant. What do you mean a suspect? If the test confirms the subject is pregnant, she can attend classes. And if a student refuses to take the pregnancy test, the school treats her as if she is pregnant, and she must be homeschooled. The ACLU is calling on the school superintendent to suspend this policy immediately. It says the forced pregnancy tests violate the Constitution and Title IX, which prohibits sex discrimination education programs that get federal funding. I think he's got a point there, you know what I mean? Besides the fact that it sounds just completely bizarre again. Here we are again. Here we have this thing about, you know, what we control in women. You know, that, and I don't understand it. I have to tell you, I don't get it. Women somehow, I don't know exactly through what means, need to speak out more. They really, really do. And men that support women's right to be women and be themselves and do themselves and whatever else themselves, then men need to speak out. That's what I'm doing now, saying there's something very wrong with the way we're treating women. You know, people need to say something. And it's just as preposterous, this whole thing. Okay. All right. As you know, I'm a nonpartisan kind of guy, but there's an issue that's before us that I find extremely curious, and that is the Obamacare issue. And while if they want to call it that, then I'm going to call it that. I'm not saying that in a derogatory way. If you have insurance, if you have health insurance of your own, that you pay for month to month, you will continue to have your own health insurance, and you'll pay for it month to month. There's no issue involved in that. Nothing changes for the person that's well insured. The person that's underinsured or not insured, something does change. They get a chance to have a policy they can afford. And in the long run, if you're one of the people who have enough money to have great insurance, and you take the person that goes to the emergency room that doesn't have insurance, who's paying for it anyway? So now they're telling people that, you know, except for the dirt poor, you're going to have to pay for your own health insurance. It may not be anything like what, you know, somebody with $1 million pays, but you're going to pay for your own health insurance. I don't see that, and the person's going to end up with more opportunities for medical attention than they have maybe ever had. And I'm wanting to see the downside of it. I read things, I go after articles. I don't understand what the downside is. Nobody ends up the worst off because of this happening. But that's just me. I just want to tell you, I don't get it. And I've told you this before. I think the whole idea of medicine for profit in this country is immoral. I think it's completely wrong. Yeah, I know we're a capitalistic society, yabba dabba. So a lot of people are capitalistic societies, really. But they, you know, they have health care. I just don't understand why in the year 2012 it's not a fundamental right to be able to be taken care of without having to go bankrupt in the process. Doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand it. But there's other things I haven't understood before. Now, here's an interesting article they had in the Trib, in the business section. Share of firms with female board members outdid firms with all male boards by 26%. Firms with women on their boards perform better. They have less debt. They take fewer risks. Because of less debt, they're able to, when things like the downturn came, they were able to be more effective. Shares of companies with a market capitalization of more than $10 billion and the women board members outperform company businesses with all male boards by 26% worldwide over a period of 6 years. So you just get this thing. And, you know, more and more women, of course, are becoming the CEOs of corporations. In case you were thinking, well, you know, we're not ready for that. No, the business world is ready for it. If you're not ready for it, you're behind the curve, I got to tell you the truth. If you're not ready for a woman running a whole show and outperforming a man, then you're behind the curve. Sorry, you don't. It's just something you don't understand. I want you to understand it, but you don't. All right, another thing we don't understand. It just keeps coming and going and coming and going. All right, I had a story here I wanted to share with you. Well, here's one thing right here. They had an article about farmers markets that are now springing up all over the place. And, of course, San Luis Obispo had one of the very first successful farmers markets. Not the first successful. L.A. had a farmers market for years. San Luis Obispo was a small town, I'll call a small city, has, you know, incorporated this idea of farmers market all those years ago, and it's proved very successful. And other people have copied San Luis Obispo locally, and then as it goes out like ripples in a pond. And more and more people are saying, we're going to jump on this bandwagon and do these farmers market things. And it's just cool in its own way. What's going to happen ultimately, though, is there, I think, you just know that the bureaucrats are waiting to slap some kind of gosh knows what kind of restrictions or inspections or I don't know what on local farmers, you know. Because there's a restaurant in San Luis, and they had an article on a story on KSBY about it, and she can't buy local produce because the produce she buys has to be inspected and all, everything has to be special. And she's it's an organic food place, you know, so she ends up going to Spencer's and some other places to buy organic food, you know, because she has to buy it from a retail outlet. Kind of interesting, this whole farmer's market thing. And so it's okay if you and I go buy a banana and you know, we get bit by a spider. That's okay if we bought a farmer's market. But if the person served you the banana and you got bit by the spider, then all kinds of violations have occurred. Eeky. Stay away from bananas is what I can tell you. And NASA awards three private shuttle deals. So Boeing Space Exploration Technologies won $900 million in contracts with NASA to develop spacecraft capable of carrying astronauts. Boeing got a $460 million award, NASA said Thursday. SpaceX, based in Hawthorne, got $440 million. Sierra Nevada Corporation, based in Sparks, Nevada, received a deal valued at $213 million. So, you know, as you well are aware, you know, we're putting our dough in the Mars missions and all that kind of stuff and saying, okay, if people can, what we really need to have do is have people that can shuttle people to the International Space Station at this point. That's what we need. And so, you know, while a lot of people are saying, well, here's the doom of the space program in the United States, it's not true, really. We have very, very ambitious projects in the works, and they just don't involve the space shuttle anymore. We did use those for a long time, and then we said, okay, we've had enough of this. But what we still need is, because Russia just had a rocket poop out the other day, yesterday, and two communications satellites never made it into orbit and won't. You know, we have to be able to rely on ourselves. You know, there's our people up there. If you were one of our people up there on the space station, and you had to come home, wouldn't you really want to know in your heart of hearts that somebody's going to get to you to take you home? I would think. I really would think. Not like, well, we're going to fire a rocket off and hope it gets there. I can't make you feel good if you're out in space like that. You know, you're a little bit like claustrophobic after a while anyway. You know, you've been sitting there, you can't go outside and play, you can't do anything, you can't go bowling, you know, you can't do any of that stuff. Golf, out of the question. So you're really happy when you find out you're coming home and you want to have something that's going to get you there. That's how I'm feeling about it. I think I'm right about that, too. Here they have the CEO Mark Zuckerberg smiles in this picture that was taken a while back because it's doing so badly. Facebook is just insane. It dipped below $20 for the first time here, and this is after its opening of $38. Here's one of the things that apparently scared some people. I knew something was scaring them, but I didn't know what it was. Sly began earnest after the disappointing earnings report last week in which Facebook revealed that costs went up dramatically in the second quarter, far more than what the analysts were expecting. Wedbush Securities analyst Michael Pachter said momentum turned against Facebook after the company also revealed that it intended to increase spending in marketing and sales in order to write more ad revenues and bring more revenues out of its $995 million users. But then there was another thing that happened on Facebook. Did you see this? They ran this whole thing on people use dogs' names and they use their kids' names and they use, you know, the name of the street they live on, and they have phony Facebook pages. So they're actually not really Facebook pages. They're out there to, you know, promote something, and it's not really a quote Facebook user. So it was startling, though. It was in the millions of people that have Facebook things that are just kind of phony. And so I would have thought that would have had more an effect on what's going on and saying we're going to sink more dough into, you know, advertising and trying to get more advertising. I would think that would have thought quite frankly that would have put a smile on some people's faces. Oh, Yeah, we've done Wednesday, hump day. We're successful. We're on the other side and everything. And we'll get together again tomorrow at noon o'clock. Until then, may our trails be happy ones and don't believe everything you hear here. Because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet
so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and then the angels forget to pray for us. Ah, so long, Marianne. It's time that we began to laugh. Cry and laugh about it all again. We met when we were almost young, deep in the green lilac park. Held on to me like I was a crucifix. As we went kneeling through the dark. Oh, so long, Marianne. I'm weeping to laugh and cry and cry and laugh. It all again. Your letters, they all say that you're beside me now. Then why do I feel alone? I'm standing on a ledge and you're fine. Spider web is fastening my ankle to a stone. Now so long, Marianne. It's time that we began to laugh and cry and cry and laugh about it all. Hidden love. I'm cold as a new razor blade. You left when I told you I was curious. I never said that I was brave. Oh, so long.